Thinking twice. Because making spontaneous decisions is not always a bad thing. In fact, when the Holy Spirit's leading you, you better follow immediately. Okay? However, there's times when we need to think twice before moving forward, and especially when we're being tempted to sin. Here in 2 Samuel, we're going to read the first four verses of chapter 24. And again, the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he moved David against them to say, "Go, number Israel and Judah." For the king said to Joab, the captain of the host, which was with him, "Go now through all the tribes of Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, and number ye the people, that I may know the number of the people." And Joab said unto the king, "Now the Lord thy God add unto the people, how many soever they be, an hundredfold, and that the eyes of my lord the king may see it. But why doth my lord the king delight in this thing?" He's questioning the king because he could see that this decision was not a good one. Verse 4, "Notwithstanding the king's word prevailed against Joab and against the captains of the host. And Joab and the captains of the host went out from the presence of the king to number the people of Israel." Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for this opportunity to open it, to learn from it. And Father, we are a needy people. And Lord, I cannot deliver your message to your people without your help. And I pray that you would help me, guide my words, and help me to accurately deliver your message. Lord, help us to learn what you have for us individually tonight. I thank you for that, and I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Apparently, Israel had slid back into sin, which is part of the reason that God allowed Satan to tempt David to number them. You'll notice in verse 24, the Bible says that God was angry with Israel. The only reason that God would be angry with you or me is because of sin.
Right.
So we can determine from that that Israel had drifted into sin.
Yes.
We also know that King David was apparently spiritually weak at this moment too.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting how I've heard a statement before, you may have heard it. Everything rises and falls with leadership.
Yeah.
David was spiritually weak at this time. I think you'll see that towards the end here at least. And it's very possible that because of that, Israel also was spiritually weak at this time.
Mm.
However, it appears that in verse 1, that the Bible is saying that God tempted David to sin. Well, that's just not the case. Especially if you look in 1 Chronicles. In fact, turn there if you would. 1 Chronicles chapter 21. This is the mirrored event just written in a different book. 1 Chronicles chapter 21, same story, verse 1, Bible says, And Satan stood up against Israel and provoked David to number Israel. So the reason it sounds a little bit different in chapter 24 of 2 Samuel is because God allowed Satan to do this.
Right.
Just like he allowed Satan to afflict Job. He does the same in your life and mine sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But Satan can only go as far as God will let him.
Amen.
That's the encouraging part.
Amen.
God knows how much we can handle.
Yes.
And even though sometimes it seems like we're being tested above our strength or whatever, God knows what we can handle.
Amen.
So Joab, he tried to talk David out of doing this, and apparently some of the captains of the host were there to support Joab, may have even had their voice heard as well. But their effort was to talk David out of this. But David was bent on doing it. Which throws us into another question. Why was he bent on conducting a census? What motivated David to do this? I believe it was pride.
Yes.
Back in those days, the kings measured their power and influence by the number of people that they ruled over. And even though taking a census was not wrong in and of itself, it was driven by David's pride. Some of the things that you and I do aren't wrong in and of themselves, but our motivation, if it is sinful, becomes sin. To be a little bit more clear, it could be sin to stand right there or right here and sing in church.
Yeah.
It could be sin to help someone in need.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to do that for recognition. Mm-hmm. Especially if you want to go and tell somebody about it. Sometimes it's not what we're doing that's bad, it's why we're doing it.
Amen.
It's not sinful to go to the beach, especially in the winter. But if you go, guys, for the purpose of seeing the indecent women out there, that's sin. It's not sinful to earn money. In fact, we're commanded by God to do it. But if your purpose is to get more and more and more, and greed is what drives you, then it becomes sin. It's not so much what we do that's displeasing to God, but why we do it. So, David is tempted by Satan to number the people, and he didn't even think twice. Proverbs 4:26, the Bible says, "Ponder the path of thy feet." That means consider your ways.
Right.
"And let all thy ways be established." Established means successful for a long period of time and widely known, growing or flourishing successfully. David, he didn't take time to ponder the path of his feet. He didn't consider his ways. He didn't take a second look at his choice to number Israel. I don't know about you, but sin, it has a blinding effect. Many times we don't jump off into sin. We slowly creep into it. And because it's a slow process, we don't really see the wrong in it. David didn't either until the consequences came. Look in verse 9, chapter 24, 2 Samuel. "And Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king." This is after months and months it took him to conduct the census. "Joab gave up the sum of the number of the people unto the king. And there were in Israel 800,000 valiant men that drew the sword. And the men of Judah were 500,000 men." Now, David's command to Joab was not to count the entire group of people. His command was to count the number of warriors.
Yeah.
You can see that here in verse 9.
Yeah.
The reason was because he wanted to see just how powerful he was. This was David's way of getting in front of the mirror and flexing.
Mm.
Do you guys do that? Do y'all get in front of the mirror and flex?
I'm a
move. Just wondering. But this is David's way of getting in front of the mirror and flexing. He is trying to see just how strong he thought he was. Remember, God gave David victory after victory after victory.
Yes.
At this time, Israel was the strongest nation anywhere. What David forgot was that God gave him the victory.
Amen.
But then we get to verse 10. And David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. Notice, as soon as David got what he wanted, instead of being highly satisfied and joyful over hearing the massive number of men that drew the sword, he fell into deep conviction over his sin.
Amen.
That's the true outcome
of
sin.
That's right.
You want it. You work hard to get it. You become overtaken in your mind about it. Then you finally get it. Then it hit you like a brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't nearly as good as I thought it was going to be.
Right.
In fact, I feel terrible for doing it.
Mm.
Now what do I do? Here's the next temptation. Hide it. Lie about it.
Mm-hmm.
Make excuse for it. That's not what David did.
Mm.
He immediately prayed to God about it. In fact, he called it sin. And he begged God to take his sin away.
Mm.
It's a great model to follow by David, because we rename our sin. We call it a bad habit.
Okay.
We call it a bad choice.
Mm.
We even excuse people in our family by saying, oh, they're just going through a phase. They're having a hard time.
Mm.
They're just tired.
Mm.
Sometimes we say, well, that's just who I am. Love me or hate me.
Oh.
The real name for our bad choices is sin. The reason we don't want to call it sin is because just as soon as we do, just like David, then we have to deal with it.
Right.
We have to make a decision, a new one, to either continue in it or to repent.
Right.
Call it what it is. Until we call it what it is, we'll never go to God, confess it,
amen,
nor forsake it. So what did happen because of David's sin? Look in verse 15. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. You'll notice that Joab's mission wasn't to number all the people, but just his armed forces.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also notice that God took away the thing that David was so impressed about. Be careful what you focus your attention on. Because if God doesn't have your attention, He may take away what does. Sometimes that's people. It was here. David's flexing over how much of the army he had was cut in half. What do you think that did to the strength of Israel? There was long-lasting effects from this prideful sin that David committed. There's no way that David could have known that his sin would result in so many people dying. So many women that would now be husbandless. So many children that would be fatherless. Had he thought twice about it, maybe he would have not ever gone there.
That's right.
Not ever called Joab. He would have remembered that God is just and that He deals with our sin.
Yes.
That's why it's important sometimes to think. That's what Joseph did. When he found out Mary was pregnant. Before the angel came to him, the Bible says that he pondered on these things.
Right.
He probably showed more love for Mary in that moment than ever before. Because the Bible says he was not willing to make her a public example. In probably the most heated time of his experience with Mary. That tells us a lot. Us men, never embarrass your wife.
Amen.
It's not godly. That really wasn't part of the sermon. That was just a commercial. Prudence guides us to think ahead of potential consequences. If you continue to go after that temptation, who else might get hurt because of it?
Right.
Prudence tells us, you know what, if I do this, my innocent family is going to suffer. I don't think Achan had that thought run through his mind. Had he thought that, he may have changed his mind about taking that gold and those garments. It also grieves the heart of God when we sin. The fallout of sin is far worse than the short burst of pleasure that we might get. So my challenge to you is think twice. When you're being tempted to sin, consider what is going to happen. Because God is just. Yes, He's merciful. Yes, He's forgiving. He is full of grace. But He's also just.
Yes, He is.
And He's going to deal with sin. And if He dealt with the man after God's own heart severely like He did, you and I will also face judgment over our sin. Think twice. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for Your Word. Thank You for showing me the importance of considering my ways. Lord, help me not to take that road to destruction of sinful choices. Lord, I thank you for your mercy and your grace. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Let's stand and turn to 272.